This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
2:38 on a Friday, sweet spot. He's David, I'm Sean. We have the Hardline and Why Today Doesn't Suck in just a little bit. Our final segment before we hit July dry dock. We're only off for a week, so, you know, we love you.
It's enough.
It's enough. But without further ado, here's Monto, who's going to hand you the best of the rest as far as e-brakes.
Thank you so much, Sean. We have six candidates to get to here today. A lot of good ones left on the cutting room floor, so let's get right to it. I'll go ahead and tell you, whip proper, well represented
yes.
on today's NIT
okay,
break.
Yes.
As between Monto and Miney, there are four.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So let's start with old Miney over there. David Mino, mm-hmm. M-I-N, onion ring.
At Cinco de Mino for Evan Grant.
Yeah.
So
he put us in a tweet and it's like, oh, David Mino's on.
He just put at David Mino.
No, he at Sean, whatever yeah. yours is.
We follow each other. Know, I guess he doesn't follow you, mine. So he just put
funny.
Your name.
All right, so we start with you, Mino. Earlier this week, we were playing some Nico Harrison audio. Had a little trouble.
It's really keeping your guys together, and keeping your core together is kind of the biggest thing Nico Harrison wants to do. And he talked to the media this morning. You heard it here on the ticket. Said some interesting things, I thought. And I think we kind of agree with the route that they're taking. And let's start with him talking about the core. Oh, no. This might be push-ups for me. Hold on.
Ooh, it looks like we're getting some push-ups here.
Really? I'm going to jinx myself. All right, Ham, you got it in there, actually? All right, let's play the core clip, and I'll do the push-ups.
Oh, man. Well-oiled
this might be
here.
This might be push-ups
for
both of us.
We all need to take a 90 here. Hit the ground.
Really?
We
I think
tested
we have
this.
The pieces. Okay. I think we just need to get better ourselves.
Yeah, I wasn't helping there, was I?
So start and stop.
That'd be funny if that was the entire clip. It's like we're trying to get this audio and it's 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I owe you guys push-ups, by the way. I never did them. Mm. I'll do them right now.
We'll put them on your tab.
Okay.
All right. Candidate number two here, also Mino. Wow. Earlier this week during one of our opening segments, we were talking about where the two of you are going to be going on vacation mm-hmm. next week. And... you had such an odd phrase that stopped down the whole show because I don't think any of us have heard this phrase put quite like this.
A nice chill week. I think you're going out of town for a little bit.
Yep. Hill country with the family. You'll be, I don't know what you're doing.
I don't really know what I'm doing either. I'm leaving my schedule open. I'm probably going to stick around, but if the winds blow me in a certain direction, whoa. I might get away for a few days.
Might be nice, yeah.
Yeah, tell winds to call me.
Wild way to put that.
If she's around.
Let me introduce you to the winds.
Oh.
There's no one named Winds.
Never know.
There's no
I've
one.
Never heard of them.
Maybe a Native American?
A particular
I don't know.
Person around.
Like, they could take me a certain way and just a free spirit, baby.
Yeah,
where I
we have
go.
1 week left here.
I was wondering why you were going to Chicago.
What's odd with the statement, though? Like, if the winds blow you in a certain direction, that's where you're going to go. You guys just have your mind in the gutters.
Like
I hear those two words.
Sean saying maybe a Native American.
You never
yeah,
know.
That was a very underrated
you
line.
You never know. I'm just looking at there. Monty's just cackling, and I can't hold it together.
You guys can't hear the word... You can't hear the word blow without just, oh!
Yeah. Well, no, it's not that word. It's when you
it's put, when you put
yeah.
me afterwards.
Right.
Yeah. That was a good line by Sean, though. Blow me up, bro.
Do we have more audio of the moment of completion?
Corby got there first.
Oh, my God.
I'm still working on it.
Corby's tapping wind on top of the head.
Maintain eye contact.
Baseball. Adonis right. Garcia, Randy Tavares.
Mino, you are candidate number one and candidate number two. Candidate number three, Corby Davidson.
Corby Davidson.
Speaking of odd phrasing in that regard, here's Corby.
You know, what was in his bloodstream, though, Dave?
If you're JT...
He didn't take a blood draw, so no one knows.
No. That P1 knew.
It was not if poppers.
If you're JT...
JT.
Don't you just kind of eat this and move on? Like,
well,
it's
he has
not
going to
affect your career at
he
all.
He has to go to court.
Big deal.
And he has his attorneys on it. They're going to try and get it dismissed.
Yeah.
But he did return.
Barbie's going to try to get it dismissed, it sounds like.
He did return.
I got Scottie Scheffler off, didn't I?
Whoa.
That's true.
Mark that.
Yeah.
He's having a great year.
He is. Thanks to me.
So Justin did return to the stage.
I didn't expect Bob to be the one that was going to jump on at first.
Hey.
That's the
hard line corrupting
Bob's changed.
The hard line and the rant getting to Bob. He has changed.
So you and the
like
wind.
Right after.
Yep. You and the wind and Corby and Scottie Scheffler should double date sometime.
Okay. Scotty's married now as a kid. There's a lot of stress. He just needs a little release.
From Corby. all right. Candidate number four here on the NIT break. This is now the Monto twofer. This was from yesterday. Mino, you were talking about the 7'5" Chinese girl playing basketball.
Zhang Zhu. Or at least that's how I'm going to pronounce it.
And I heard a producer destroying. You guys be the judge.
And I just feel really bad for this girl. Because she's over 7 foot tall and 17.
Okay.
Just think about having a 7'3" teenage girl.
Dude.
And she would be awesome on the court, but her life would be like, and you're going through that age where everything's awkward and you're self-conscious about everything.
True, but me and mom are high-fiving because we are not paying for college.
Yeah. Buddy. You have to roll up a beach towel as a tamp.
As I mentioned, she is 17 years old.
I'm talking about for anyone that tall.
She's 17.
We'll talk draft next.
Don't be the last ticket P1 to
know. She's 17.
If you signed up.
I mean.
So uncomfortable.
At least have a little, I don't know.
Just wait
dance
a year.
Around it.
Yeah.
You can make a red panda joke. I don't know.
Why red panda?
Yeah. You know why.
Why flow?
Just roll the beach towel.
You know.
Just waylaying the crowd with your humor. Just like, golly. Some
Should
subtlety.
We tell what we were doing off air talking about?
Okay. Let's keep that.
I must have missed this. What was this?
Yeah, you were on a potty run. We'll
tell me in the break.
We'll tell you later.
Okay. Or
send
now.
Send them to Japan for new flags.
I mean, dude.
All right. No, I'm just kidding.
Look, we're probably going to vote for you already. You don't have to, like, run up the score, okay?
Well, not to be outdone by Monto is Monto.
Oh, well.
This was on Work in Progress and... Yeah, I kind of went to the same well.
Oh.
An Air India Express air hostess was detained for allegedly smuggling 960 grams of gold.
That's a ding-dong move.
That is about 2.1 pounds. How did she smuggle it, you ask?
Based on your tease, I'm going to assume in the anus.
I'm going to guess either poo hole or hole.
I don't think so. Dump that.
Get that.
What's the problem?
The hell is your deal?
And we dumped it,
neither
too.
Neither of those are bad words.
Yes, they are.
Which one?
I can't say it on...
Run a little offense before you just pull up, okay? We know you can hit that shot. You don't have to take it that early in the shot clock.
Yeah, well, I'm a 7 seconds or less offense. Sorry. It was one of those, though, right?
I'm with DJ. You do need to run a little offense before you just go hoisting.
It's the first story, too.
I know.
I still don't understand why we can't say that word. It was just G, onion ring, onion ring.
I guess in certain contexts you can, but not with hole following it.
All right, our last candidate here on the NIT break, it's our old pal EA. More. Been filling in on the hard line this week.
Amazing. More.
During community quick hits, I saw this actually live when I was up here for the draft on Wednesday.
It's like us seeing Blink 182 in person this week. Like, man.
Or I was in the building when Will scored 100. So Davey is our normal Gandhi impersonator. We have a new one.
It's your birthday. You are bulletproof on your birthday.
Although nobody should be shot while enjoying delicious chicken. And I,
That's
a horrible thing. That's a bad way to go.
How does Ham respond to this?
I'm finding out that near there is a Mahatma Gandhi Memorial Plaza.
It's an unrelated note.
And for more on this.
What a Ham note that is.
Yeah. All right, so obviously we'll be
that's horrible.
We'll be following that story here on Community Quick Hits through the rest of the week.
It's open 24 hours.
Historic
day. No, it's not. There are no 24-hour Chick-fil-A's.
I'm talking about Gandhi.
Oh,
exactly.
You're not allowed to do that.
Or maybe.
No, he's not.
I think I've been usurped.
You haven't. We only got one Gandhi here.
Okay.
He's from India.
It's a bit more natural for me.
It is. You're a little too close to the situation.
Exactly.
Just unprompted, too.
But really,
like, you know what?
If you think about
it, I got this one.
Bob almost stepped in it there a little bit towards the end of that.
He's changed.
He has.
Exactly.
EA, how do you spell Gandhi?
He was so proud of himself,
it's
too.
A never-ending reservoir.
Just great.
Exactly.
All right. S-W-A-N-E-P-O-A-N-W-P-O-E-L.
Okay.
Exactly.
EA spelling Gandhi.
Here are your six candidates. Is it Mino having trouble with audio? Is it Mino hooking up with the wind? Corby and Scotty Scheffler? Monto in the beach towel? Monto in the holes? Or EA. Let's start with Lando.
EA made me laugh so
hard. Oh, God.
Mino.
EA's almost an instant vote, but give me the tampon ham fighters.
All right. Sean.
You know what? Give me EA, because I feel like the staying power with that drop, it's going to be something.
Choking you up.
Yeah. Norse.
Ham.
Give me beach towel, Monty.
Mm. Man, so I'm the decider, huh?
Hmm. Vote for yourself or EA.
I vote for Monto.
Oh, no way. No way.
All right. Congrats, Monto.
I've never won NIT before.
That's your first one?
That's incredible.
Well, congratulations. We'll give you a mustard packet that's in here and an Oreo with Dave's baby's face on it.